In 2010, Crist was the state's Republican chief executive. Speaking to Escambia and Santa Rosa County commissioners and other officials in the days after the spill, he said the Florida Panhandle was on the front lines of the disaster.
You've got 85 million people a year come to visit Florida. And I guarantee you a majority of the reason is because Florida's beautiful. And we have more coastline than any of our neighboring states.
A decade later, Charlie Crist is a Democrat representing Florida's 13th congressional district. He looks back at Deepwater Horizon, remembering the initial reports.
So once I finally kind of got it in more of a descriptive term that was more easily comprehensible by me, not a scientist, I knew it was going to affect Florida. Louisiana's not far, as we know. Unless it stopped quickly, that it was going to have a significant impact on the Sunshine State, and that it did.
Crist made several visits to Pensacola Beach that summer, meeting a number of times with workers in hazmat suits cleaning up the beaches.
All of you, thank you for what you're doing here. Really appreciate it. I know it's hot. It's not the most pleasant work in the world, but these people that are standing behind you and I appreciate it more than you will ever know.
Meeting with both elected officials and residents, his message was staying calm and handling the problems, working both hard and smart in a team effort.
Let's keep our wits about us, you know, work with the appropriate agencies, the Coast Guard, FWC, and all of those who could be helpful, and try to keep, you know, the oil / tar balls off our beautiful beaches, and just be one day at a time about how we deal with something we had never dealt with before.
The governor and First Lady Carol Crist took part in a Hands Across the Sand protest against offshore drilling. He said the overriding lesson taken from the event dealt with America's dependence on fossil fuels.
All of us are guilty because a lot of our cars use it, but there are alternatives that we need to be moving toward. We've been talking about that for 30 years in this country, and I think it would be very important to have a special session to ban offshore drilling in Florida waters. It is already statutorily banned.
Crist's call for the special session was considered bad timing when, according to critics, fishermen, hoteliers, and restaurateurs were worried about making payroll.
I just thought it was the right thing to do. You know, it was not warmly embraced, I'm being kind, by the legislature at the time. There they are representing people, a lot of them, who have businesses on the coast, and yet seem to be so cavalier about how that could negatively impact our environment and our economy.
President Obama, Senator Bill Nelson, and other federal officials also toured the beaches, seeing the black splotches in contrast to the sugar-white sands of the Panhandle. Crist had praise for the president's visit.
He could not have been more engaged and truly sincere about caring for Florida and the whole Gulf Coast, for that matter. I would have daily calls with the other Gulf Coast governors, with Valerie Jarrett, one of his most trusted advisors in Washington, and just really impressed by the reaction from the administration.
Dealing with the feds was one thing. In working with the Florida legislature, Crist said they were not as concerned about the oil industry impacting Florida. Not so the local officials dealing with the crude that was, quite literally, in their own backyard.
They couldn't have been better. Mayors, county commissioners who live in the community and understand that their role is to try to protect it. In Florida, our economy is inextricably linked with our environment. The locals understood that extraordinarily well, in my view, from what I saw, and I was very grateful for that.
As mentioned, Charlie Crist was a Republican governor. He was an independent for a time and currently is a Democratic congressman. But he says the switches in party and office have not changed his opinions on Deepwater Horizon.
I mean, I've always felt the same way about our environment. I can remember the first time I won as a state senator back in 1992. You know, I had the four E's as my campaign slogan: ethics, the environment, the economy, and education. Those things are very important, I think, to most Floridians, frankly, most Americans.
And 10 years later, Charlie Crist has this message for his fellow Floridians.
I think just love Florida, understand how blessed we are to live here, and that we need to do everything to be good stewards of the land and the water and protect what God has created. It's that important.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.